Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, Austria, Germany, Japan, Vietnam, India, New Mexico, U.S. version of Canada, United States of America, you name it, literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Hagen. Can you all hear me tonight? I'm just checking my line. Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Can you feel? Not much. Okay. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
We hear you. We hear you really good on this end.
All right. God bless you. Wonderful. Thank you. Welcome to the blog line tonight. This is a line dedicated to giving God praise. Amen. All of you who are wanting to give God praise, just stay right here. Amen. I found out that everybody can't, stand and give God's praise. You know, sometimes I know who can't stand. Demons can't stand to hear you praise God like we praise Him with this line. So they just can't stand it. You know, you get to saying, "Thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord," and they just really cannot stand it. I found that out. So if you're here to give God praise, it's a wonderful time to do it, and you position yourself to receive miracles from the Lord when you open your line up and want to praise Him for His glory and for what He's done for you. God bless you. Thank God for all of you and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, keep us in your prayers. Amen. God's got some bigger plans for us. We're almost there. I said some time ago, something spectacular is going to happen. And first fruits is going to just, wah! Hope you write the things and saying down. Something spectacular is going to happen, and first fruit is going to just explode, you might say. And I don't mean that literal explosion, but I mean it's going to be something phenomenal. So write that down and remember that I'm telling you that. Amen. for the glory of God. Amen. It's going to happen. Amen. I say it one more time. Something spectacular is going to happen, the first fruits. And it's going to be a good spectacular, and it's just going to explode. It's going to be everywhere, first fruits. And maybe that's the time that God's going to start filling stadiums. I don't know. But he's going to start doing that. And people from all walks of life are going to come, and they're going to give God praise like the world has never seen. I mean, it's going to be above what we hear at the football, once a year they have that, you know what I'm talking about, for baseball it's the World Series, and for football it's the Super Bowl, yeah. Let me see, they're going to be giving God praise like you've never seen before. It's going to be so spectacular. Get ready for it. God's going to do that, and he's going to do it for his glory. Amen. And no demon in hell can stop it, because it's ordained of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God didn't give that idea. I'm sorry, the devil didn't give that idea. God did. It's ordained by the Holy Ghost. And I'm a little tired tonight, you can understand. But it's ordained by the Holy Ghost. Satan didn't give that idea. He didn't want people to praise him like y'all praise him on this blog line. No, he doesn't like that, because he's not getting any praise. And the enemy is an egotistical, jealous maniac. He can't stand God to get all that praise. That's why I know people on this blog line who stay here and praise the Lord like that. You got to have some spirituality. You got to be of God, because the enemy doesn't want people to get on this line and praise God like that. He can't understand it. So people who won't get on this blog line, normally there's a reason why. I'll just say that. There's a reason why. All right. I mean, let's go and get some prayer requests, and then we'll start thanking God in advance. That's what I call faith. When you're thanking before you know it's already done. You're thanking because you know it's already done. But you're thanking before you hear the reports, before the doctor says it's done, before your friend says it's done, just before you get the signs that it's done in the flesh. You thank him in the spirit. Is there anybody on this line tonight? Oh, my God, we love you. We want to pray for you. We'll get prayer for you. Anybody on this line tonight facing any type of situation where you need prayer? And I hope, I don't know if Ambassador Peterson is on here, but she had an operation today. I wanted to find out how she came out. Amen. If anybody has any news, please let me know. All right, the line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, you want to put a name on the prayer list, always keep Dr. Betty Johnson on there, and Bria now, our granddaughter who's in the Marines, and she's in combat training now. And you know they use that live ammunition above their head, so we certainly do need to pray for Bria. Amen. All right, anybody else have a prayer request?
Yes, Pastor-elect Jones. I want to pray for the convention that's coming up. I want God to bless the convention we're having.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, don't make me shout around this place here. Amen. Oh,
and also,
my God.
I just
thank
want you.
You
guys to remember my son, friend, who was in an accident, Brady Ho. Just please keep him in your prayers.
What's his name again?
Brady Holt.
What's his name? Brady Holt.
H-O-D-H-O-L-T.
On accident. Okay. All right. Anyone else? We said that we'll remember him.
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking the saints to pray for me, and also pray for my Aunt Maddie. I talked to her today. She didn't sound too good when I was talking to her on the phone.
Who, Aunt Maddie?
Yes, sir.
Is she still in the rehab or not?
Yes, sir.
She is? Well, I want to try to get back out there and see her again. We certainly will pray for her. So, all right.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling too well, Pastor.
Okay. We'll pray for you.
Ambassador Johnson, I'm not feeling too well.
All right. We'll pray for you. Any other prayer requests? We'll put Ambassador Nick Peterson on this prayer list. We'll make Peterson do all right. Oh, my God. Anybody else want to be on here? All you have to do is say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All right?
Sheila Brown, could you all continue to pray for the Brown family?
You certainly will.
Kansas City, Kansas.
All right.
Mother, all right. Jen, yeah. Have my son, Kenneth, up for a miracle, and my niece, Charlene, with drug addiction, and everyone that's having drug addiction. Well, God, to help them.
And your niece, what's her name, Charlotte?
Charlene Brown.
Charlene. All right. Anybody else? All right. I want to open the line for prayer tonight. We have so many prayer warriors on this line. Amen. And I do this to push y'all. I push you because it's not good for prayer warriors not to be able to jump out there. Be ye also ready. That's what they're taught in the old church. Amen. It was good for us. Amen. To push us. And they push us with little messages. Be ready to preach on the drop of a dime. Just be ready to preach. Be ready to pray, prayer warriors. Amen. When you got to have compassion. I'm teaching and training to have compassion. Amen. When you hear people hurting, have compassion. Want to pray for them. Amen. Let the Lord use you. All right. God bless you. Let me give these back to you. Ambassador Elect Renata Jones. She's having compassion on the convention. That's seen on me and the ambassadors elect who are coming to become ambassadors. Oh, yeah. Her son, Brady Hoped. Amen. Was in that accident. And oh my God, he needs healing virtue from that accident. Then we're praying for Dr. Betty and for our grandchildren, especially Bria. Amen. And then we're going to pray for Sister Lucille and her Aunt Maddie and her Lucille's family, and then Ambassador Nick Peterson. Then we'll have prayer for Sister Sheila Brown and her family, and Mother Digby and her son, Kenneth, and her niece, Charlene Brown. Amen. So let's take these, the first two, Ambassador Lake Jones, Renata Jones, and praying for the First Fruits Convention coming June 9th through the 12th. And then Dr. Betty Johnson and our grandchildren, especially Bria. Who can pray for those of you on the prayer list, if you will? The line is open to you. Come on, prayer warriors. Man, we need you. We need you. We need you to pray. Amen. The line is open. Anybody? All right. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Ambassador Lynn Jones. And God, for how she's had compassion on me and the convention. She asked that you would bless us, Lord. In a powerful and mighty way, I'm asking, a powerful and mighty way. Fill the place up. Let people be bound up for the blessed. On that first night when Bishop Bowden comes to preach, oh God, use him and bless us in a special way. On the next night when I preach, oh God, use me in an awesome way and bless in Jesus' name. We praise you for what you're going to do. Oh God, and bless the people to come. Look on Ambassador Jones, Ambassador Lake Jones' son, Brady Hooked, in that accident. They need your help. He needs your help. Touch, 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 touch. Touch, Lord. Hey, touch him. He is by. Step in his room, God, because I know when you step in the room, everything will be all right. And we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Thank God. Amen. Can somebody pray for Sister Lucio and her Aunt Maddie? And then also include Ambassador-elect Peterson, who had an operation today. So Sister Lucio and her aunt Maddie and her family, and then Ambassador Lynn Peterson. Who will pray for those two? Amen. If you will, just jump in there and start praying, prayer warriors. All right. Heavenly Father,
gracious
I want
Father,
to thank you for.
Look on these.
Go ahead, Mother.
And you know, nothing hid from you tonight, God. Gonna look on everyone that's on the prayer line. Wash us over again. God, we want to be in your perfect will. Want to please you tonight. If we said anything or done anything that wasn't pleasing to you, forgive us tonight, Lord, and wash us over. Take us through every test and every trial. Keep us real in your name, God. Look on Sister Lucille, God. Look on her children. God, you see and you know what the condition is. We're able tonight. Nothing hard for you, God. Not even saying nothing too hard, but nothing hard for you. But you made the world and everything that's in it. It's hard for you, God. In the name of Jesus. Look on Mother Peterson, God.
In the name of Jesus.
From the, whatever the procedure that she had today. God, you're the only one that can. You do the healing. The doctors do what they can do. But thank God for you doing the healing. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, look on my pastor, Pastor Demo. Give him a brand new heart. In the name of Jesus. All of our members
Lord.
That went on trips, God, give them traveling mercy to come back. In the name of Jesus. Look on everyone on this prayer line tonight, God. Bless Dr. Johnson and his family. Bria, God, take her through, God. Whatever she has to go through, you're able tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord, and take us through. Our bishop that sister requested prayer for this morning, God, look on him tonight. He's in the hospital. Can't think of his name right now, but God, you know who he is. Look on him, God. Bless him and take him through. In the mighty name
Lord.
Of Jesus, great is your way tonight, Lord. Thank you for this way of holiness. Thank you for a mind to walk upright before you. In the name of Jesus, God, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise. And the glory and the honor shall be thine in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Somebody else, I want you to pray for Sister Sheeta Brown and her family. And I want you to pray for Mother Digby, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, and her son, Kenneth, and her niece, Charlene Brown. Again, Sister Sheila Brown and her family, Mother Digby and her family, and her son, Kenneth, that God would touch him and deliver him. And her niece, Charlene Brown. All right, who prayer warrior will pray for those two? And the line is open to you. All right. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, again I beseech you, Lord, by your mercies, that you look on Sister Sheila Brown, and God, look on her family. Yeah, every time she's asked for prayer, I believe she's included her family each time. And God, please remember her family. Touch them. I don't know if they know that they're being blessed and touched because of her, Sister Sheila Brown. Use her, Lord, to touch them. Use her, Lord, to make a way out of no way. Use her, Lord, to deliver. Use the Lord to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus, like you did Sunday at Amazing Grace. And you had 12 people to come forth, and many of them accepted Christ. Thank you for it. In Jesus' my name. Save, Lord. Save. Oh, God, we just love you. We praise you. Jesus, look on Sister Peterson, Lord, whatever happened in that operation, I thank you for it. Because I know you were there. We asked you to guide the surgeon's hands. I know you did it. And she must have a miracle by now. And thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Look on every person here who's listening to me, Lord, in Africa, in India, in Asia, in Afghanistan, everywhere I can name. Oh, God, in the places I cannot think of right now, Lord. Thank you, because you use things to baffle the minds. Oh, God, touch touch the minds of the people and baffle them. Let them know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're real and that you touch this woman's body and that you touch the mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. Deliver here tonight. Deliver Ambassador Elect Mother Digby and deliver her son Kenneth. Oh, touch her niece Charlene Brown and God give an ultra awesome miracle. We have not because we ask not. And God, if any two of us shall agree on earth, touching anything we shall ask, it shall be done. I'm believing your word. Oh God, whose report will we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. You never failed. Never failed. God, we're looking for you to do this and touch these precious people. Huh? Oh God, thank you. Amen. Let by your mother Peterson. And God, let it be all right. In Jesus' name. Look on Aunt Maddie. God, she needs a miracle from you. She's been out of the church, and God, she touch her. I'm asking you to let her feel your presence in the room. Yay, God, touch her. Oh, God, touch her in the name of Jesus. You know how. Oh, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. All right. Oh, tonight, I know some of y'all are tired and sleepy, but I want you to get it out of you because we're going to go through the house tonight and we're going to bless the house. Amen. We're going to walk through every room, blessing homes. Amen. You got your blessed oil? You got your blessed oil? Get it in your hand and go with this, touching things in your house. Glory, glory, glory. Come on. Let's get up and let's begin to thank the Lord 1,000 times. And also pleading the blood of Jesus. When you walk through your house, I want you pleading the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let's go right now. And if you have your line open, don't sit there. Join us. Don't let the enemy make you too tired to give God praise. Let's praise him right now. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Don't crawl on me. Come on, y'all. Thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Go to every room now. Let's get up. Get up and go to the room. Jesus, the glory of God to your room.
Thank you.
All of the anointing be there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank you.
Divine intervention.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you. Anybody want to say anything?
God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Mother Wilson.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I thank God for the prayer tonight. And I thank God for the view. I want to say on last night, I heard of something in my hip, and it hurt me so bad I couldn't hardly move. But before my daughter left going home, the Lord had moved it, and I haven't had it today, but it seemed like he wanted to come back tonight, but I don't feel it now. And I just thank God because God is a good God, and I know he never failed. And I'm just getting up, and I was on the prayer line this morning. I heard y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me. And I just thank God for him letting me hear y'all and knowing that I was connected. Pray for me.
Did you participate in that Holy Ghost rehab this morning?
I said that again.
I said that you get. Were you? You what now? I said, did you participate in that Holy Ghost? I said, the Holy Ghost rehab? Were you in that? Amen. I introduced the Holy Ghost rehab.
Well, I didn't hear about the Holy Ghost rehab, but I'm in it.
Amen. All right, get on the line there. Amen. The Holy Ghost rehab. We had it last night, a little bit last night, and had it this morning. The Holy Ghost laid it on my heart to have that Holy Ghost rehab. You know, we used to, whenever you have a problem and you've been sick, many times if you have a procedure, they'll put you in rehab. And that's where they work your bones, work your muscles, work your legs, work your hands, work your body. Bend over sometimes. Amen. Touch your toes, whatever. But that rehab is to really get you back to where you were, strong. Amen. And the Lord said to me, he said, son, why don't you have a Holy Ghost rehab? I said, what you mean, Lord? He said, I do the same thing better than any person who can rehab a person, moving their legs, everything else. He said, you got some shout music. When you play the shout music, have them to move their legs with the music. Mother Johnson, at Amazing Grace, used to get up and take her walker and stand up and start shouting. And then when she didn't feel like shouting, she would take her walker and walk all around the front of the church with the music. If the music going, dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. She'd go, 1, 2, 3. She'd be walking with the music. I'm calling it Holy Ghost Rehab because some of y'all can do the holy dance and shout with the music. I had somebody who was shouting with the music this morning. Amen. I was one of them. Amen. Marching and shouting with the music. And God said, if you listen to me and obey, by the end of the week, you'll feel much better than you felt. Amen. So I'm having that Holy Ghost rehab where we are up shouting in the morning and we are marching with the music. Those who can't shout, if you don't want to shout, just move your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4. Amen. Move those legs. 1, 2. Move those arms. Amen. Holy Ghost rehab. Let the Holy Ghost rehab you. It's Holy Ghost rehabilitation rehab.